Good afternoon. I'm delighted to be here this afternoon, especially as a former Action Board chair, to see so many of you out there interested in what the Action Board is trying to put out about running an effective public health advocacy campaign. And I'd like to just take a moment to acknowledge the president-elect of the Public Health Association of New York City, Nicole Hollingsworth, who is here with us. She's going to be a great leader of FANIC next year. And also Andy Goodman, the deputy commissioner of the New York City Department of Health, who's going to speak after me. How many of you were at the opening session yesterday and heard Nancy Pelosi? Right? And what was her message? The Affordable Care Act is on the ballot come election day. And boy, is she right. There is a lot riding on election day in terms of the future of one of the greatest public health achievements we've seen in decades, and that's the Affordable Care Act. So I'm going to show you a campaign that my organization, which is a nonprofit national initiative working on women's health, a campaign that we came up with to try to improve women's knowledge about what the Affordable Care Act is actually doing for women and families, and thereby increase support and mobilize women to get out there and be actively in support of the Affordable Care Act. I have no commercial interest whatsoever to disclose, as no companies ever fund my work. So last June, we all celebrated, many of you at the mid-year meeting of APHA, the Supreme Court upholding the law. And we thought, yay, we just got over a really big hurdle, which we did. However, public support for the law is still lagging, and it's one of the reasons that so many of us are nervous about Election Day. Public opinion research shows that many Americans actually know very little about what the new health care law actually does, or they're totally confused about what it does, and so they're unsure if it would help them. Continuing partisan attacks on the law have just left people so confused. So what you're seeing on the right-hand side of the screen is our depiction of what most people think of these days when they think of the Affordable Care Act. They think of a great big partisan battle with lots of elbows sticking out and kicking and fighting and cussing going on. What can we do to change that picture of the Affordable Care Act? How can we build public awareness of and support for the ACA? We turn to some public opinion research by the pollster Celinda Lake, who showed something that is actually fairly obvious when you think about it, but it wasn't something a lot of people had really thought about. And that is, when you tell people what they actually will be getting from the Affordable Care Act, they like it better. When it's not a big partisan battle on TV, when it's not an abstract concept, when it's about concrete benefits that women and families are getting, support jumps dramatically, especially among women. Here is a depiction of what Celinda Lake found with her polling research. Before learning what the ACA actually does, about 30% of voters think, well, it sounds okay, pretty good. Another 30% think of the ACA, no, I've heard a lot of negative things about it. I'm not really sure it's a good idea. And the last 30% are so confused or uninformed, they have no idea what to think. So we only have 30% on our side. After you tell them what the ACA actually does, look how the support for it rockets up. Not only among all voters, but women under 45, it goes up to 60%. So we took that research findings and put it to work in a campaign we've been running across the nation called Countdown to Coverage. Our goal is to reach women on the state and local level with concrete information, build awareness of the benefits and protections that have already gone into effect, create excitement about it and anticipation of the new things that will be happening in 2014, and our ultimate goal, mobilize women to support full implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Here are the elements of the campaign. We create a dedicated website called countdowntocoverage.org, and you notice it doesn't say raising women's voices, it says countdown to coverage, and that's on purpose. It's so that any organization out there can use these materials. You're free to take them, co-brand them, use them in any way you want. We don't care if you give us credit or not. We just want you to get the information out there. On this website are fact sheets about how the Affordable Care Act is helping women. I have some samples on the back table for you to take a look at. There's also a sample PowerPoint that is somewhat similar to what I'm showing you this morning that you can download and take out and do a community presentations anywhere in your community. We've been using special events hosted by our 24 regional coordinators across the country. They've been doing rallies, bake sales, barbecues, all kinds of really fun activities. Here's our key message. The Affordable Care Act is not about politics. It's about health care. Cancer screenings, maternity care, contraceptive coverage, no denials of coverage for pre-existing conditions, no gender discrimination in the price of policies. And it's about helping the women who really cannot afford the health care that we need these days. Commonwealth Fund last year put out a study that showed that in 2010, 45 million women across the United States reported that because of the cost, they did not fill a prescription, they skipped a recommended test, treatment, or follow-up, they didn't go to the doctor when they had a medical problem, they didn't see a specialist when it was needed. In our campaign, we're using real stories of real women. This is Shirley Fleming. She actually works in the office next door to me in the Interchurch Center. She is a 40-year-old survivor of breast cancer. She lost her health insurance coverage just as she was diagnosed. And she said something that I always think about when I'm doing this work. I've lived in this country and worked really hard all my life, raising kids and working every day, sometimes two jobs. Why don't I have health insurance when I need it? What kind of a country is this that I'm in this position? So it's kind of personal stories. You all know somebody like that, I'm sure, that bring this home. We explain that the ACA will help you whether you have health insurance or you don't have health insurance. And that's important because so many Americans think this is only about the people that don't have health insurance and they don't realize it's helping you if you have it as well. For example, there are many women and families that have insurance that doesn't cover what they need, or it's too darn expensive to use it because the copays and deductibles are too high. We're also explaining that it's making coverage for women's health available across our lifespans. One of our big campaigns led up to August 1st when the new Women's Preventive Services coverage rule went into effect. Some of you, even in this room, may not be aware of this, that new insurance plans now must cover all these things without charging us copays or deductibles. Look at that. Annual well woman exam, breastfeeding counseling and equipment, screening and counseling for intimate partner violence. I talked about that recently at a session I did in rural Michigan. A woman came up to me afterwards and she said, "Boy, I wish that it had been effect last year when my daughter was in college." We didn't realize it, but she was involved with a man who was abusive, and he killed her. And I wish that she had had health insurance coverage that would have required her health provider to ask her the question, is somebody abusing you in your life? And if so, how can I help you? Imagine what difference that's going to make now, that health providers are required now to do that under the health insurance law. Leading up to August 1st, we ran a social networking campaign called What's in It for Women. Each day we had one of these beautiful infographics going up on our Facebook page, and we had a big Twitter campaign going on and blog carnival. For any of you who like these infographics, I've got some really cool looking commemorative posters from this campaign, which I'd be happy to give out to some of you for free afterwards. We also talk about keeping our kids healthy, because it's women, but it's also kids, and there's so many good things in the Affordable Care Act for kids. We tell people that in addition to all these benefits, we're getting protection from unfair insurance company practices. We took our little referee and shrunk him down so he would fit on the page there, but he's a very powerful referee that's telling insurers they can't cancel your policy if you get sick. They can't set lifetime dollar limits on the amount of medical care they will cover. And in 2014, annual coverage limits are being phased out. These are amazing new things that are happening to health insurance coverage that a lot of us just don't know. Here's another story we use. This is Abby Drucker. She's a nurse, I know. She came to me one day a couple years ago and said, "You won't believe what just happened with my grandniece down in Florida." She was born, and several months later, they realized that she had profound hearing loss. The doctors recommended that as soon as possible, she get a cochlear implant. The insurance company said, "Oh, we're sorry, we're not covering that because it's a pre-existing condition." And Abby and the family said, "Pre-existing? From when? In the womb?" It's just outrageous. Well, that is now illegal because of the Affordable Care Act, and Abby Drucker's grandniece has gotten that cochlear implant. Another really popular one, we call it the peace of mind for moms, but it's also peace of mind for dads. You can keep your adult children on the family health insurance policy until age 26. And the thing that people like the most when I tell them about it, they don't have to live with you. Your kids don't have to move home and live in their old bedroom. They can live wherever they want and do whatever they want and still be on your family health insurance policy. We heard a lot about Medicare in the election campaign and terrible things that allegedly are happening to it from the Affordable Care Act. But actually, Medicare is being improved by the Affordable Care Act, improved and strengthened. We all know about that prescription drug donut hole. It leaves older people with no coverage during a period of time when they have high prescription drug expenses. That's closing. A lot more preventive services are covered without copays. In fact, last year, 24.7 million older women got these preventive services without copays because of the Affordable Care Act. So in our countdown to coverage, we're now looking forward to 2014, when insurers will no longer be able to charge women more than men for the same policy. Outrageous, but happening all over the country. No denials of coverage for adults with pre-existing conditions. And maternity care must be covered. Shocking, the amount of health insurance plans in this nation that do not cover maternity care. And women only find it out, guess when? When they're pregnant. Yeah. We're going to be covering millions more Americans through new state or federally facilitated insurance exchanges that will open in January 2014. Not only great for uninsured individuals and families, but also for small employers, including some of you small nonprofits out there, can't afford employee health insurance yet. You'll be able to when 2014 rolls around and your state insurance exchange opens up. I often talk about this to insured individuals and families and say, you may have health insurance now, but what if you lose your job? Then what will you do? This is going to be a place to go if you lose your coverage. It's a backup plan for all those insured families out there. So I conclude by hearkening back to the time before Title IX. Those of us my age, 60 and older, can remember what it was like before Title IX when we had women's sports. You remember those awful old bloomer outfits in gym and the old beat-up badminton rackets and the field hockey sticks. And meanwhile, the boys had all the great uniforms and all the, buses that took the boys to games, and we women were kind of like, oh, I guess we're not supposed to do sports. How did we get those great women athletes at the Olympics this summer? How did that happen? It was Title IX. The Affordable Care Act is Title IX for women's health. It is that important. It is going to make that much of a difference. We have got to protect it. So we're going out asking women, spread the word about how good the ACA is for us and our families. Tell somebody you know. Use our PowerPoint. Use our fact sheets. Write a letter to the editor or op-ed. Yesterday I gave this talk to the Maternal and Child Health Section Town Hall meeting, and three people already came to me and said they sent in a letter to the editor since yesterday. So I would like to see you all go home tonight. Go back to your hotel room, send in a letter to the editor to your local newspaper and say, here's why we have to keep the Affordable Care Act. That's where you can find out more about our campaign. Thank you. time for questions.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have questions below? If you have a couple minutes.
Yeah.
This may be a rhetorical question and not directly related to what you're going to say, but it's highly given the election. And I didn't hear you have Pelosi. Why do you think that it's been such a disappointingly and profound failure on the part of the administration and its close people to put this message out? Like, the demonization of this as Obamacare without any understanding of what it means and what the implications are, it's just beyond.
Yeah. I have been encouraged in recent weeks to see the administration out there a lot more frequently talking about this, including embracing Obamacare, embracing that term that was previously being thrown at it as like, oh, Obamacare. Now we're seeing the president say, yeah, that is Obamacare. I was responsible, partly responsible for it. I own it. It's good for Americans. It's maybe a little late coming, but it's finally there. I think there was a lot of hesitancy before the Supreme Court ruling and then kind of ramping up really fast and trying to get out there. So we've been trying to make up for some of that by doing all this woman-to-woman outreach. Help us do it, please.
My concern is, Perry, I'm an African-American woman, and I belong to an organization in Brooklyn, and we do outreach, and we will do this weekend. And if someone says to me, I hope you have a nonviolent program for me, because they're going to say, you're doing this because he's black. And that's not why I'm doing this, because they need to understand these issues. So how do you balance that out? Do you have any recommendations to try to balance it out?
This is a program that's good for all Americans, white Americans, black Americans, Asian Americans. Every kind of American is benefiting from this ACA. And we need to get to all the communities. So if you can speak to African-American communities in Brooklyn about why this is so good, it's a huge civil rights advance.
Other communities. My community is fine, but if I speak to Caucasians, they'll say, oh, you're doing this because you...
Not when you show them this. I gave this PowerPoint in Central Michigan to an audience that turned out to include half anti-choice people who all came because they wanted to yell at me. And they all sat there like this with their arms folded and stuff. And when I got to the end of it, they said, oh, that's it? Oh, well, that's okay. Great. Thank you very much. And left. So I think this kind of information can break through all those misconceptions, all those stereotypes, all that crazy stuff that people are hearing on the radio, seeing in those TV election ads. No wonder people are confused. We just got to get to them straight with the facts.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, thanks.